hi there, everybody. This is Pastor AJ coming to you from South Granville Church. I hope that you and your family are well and having a great summer. Thanks for joining us again as we continue our series looking at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Today, we're moving on to the fruit of patience, or what's called in the NIV, forbearance. And as we begin our time together, I want to just start by making two confessions. One, I am not naturally a patient person. In fact, I come from a long line of impatient people on both sides of the family, and so it's something that I am working on and learning more about, and I am by no means an expert on what it means to be patient. The other thing that I want to confess is that until this, I didn't really know what the word forbearance meant. I knew it was a stand-in for patience, but it's not a word that we typically hear in the English language. And so I had to do some research and I looked it up, but I actually really like the word forbearance as it's listed in the NIV, because the word forbearance has a sense of proactiveness to it. It's more than just not getting upset. Forbearance is really about exercising self-control or showing restraint and tolerance that you are in control of your emotional response. And I think this is much more at the heart of what it means to be a patient person. Because sometimes we assume that because someone is passive or because they're not having an emotional reaction that they must be patient. When actually what they may be doing is kind of stuffing their feelings, or they may be kind of cynical or just lack care about something. But patience doesn't mean that you don't care. It doesn't mean that you're not upset. Instead, patience is about choosing to respond to a difficult situation in a controlled way, where you are exercising grace and kindness and restraint, even though maybe what you're feeling on the inside is the exact opposite of that. Now, this is an important fruit of the Spirit for us to be aware of, because we live in a very impatient culture. And over the last 20 or 30 years, it feels like the pace of life and our access to information has sped up, which in many ways has been a gift. But that's also conditioning us, I think, to be less patient. And so if you think about a normal week, if you want to watch pretty much anything, it's right there at your fingertips, either on your smart TV or online. If you need to know the weather, you can just pull out your phone and know exactly what the weather is supposed to be hour by hour for the rest of the day. If you're hungry, you can typically go into a grocery store and pick out anything that you want if you have the money for it, or you can run through a drive-thru and have hot, tasty, spicy nuggets given to you at a moment's notice. And so we live in this culture where we have access to all kinds of things at a very quick pace, and we get used to having our needs and our desires gratified instantly. And so what happens then is that we start to expect that from all these other areas of life. We start to expect our relationships to be easier and more convenient, and we kind of lose our capacity to be able to endure or bear with something that is out of our control and takes a long time to resolve. We are feeling this right now as we enter month number 4 of this global pandemic. No matter where you're at on the political spectrum or how you feel about distancing or masks or stay-at-home orders or any of these controversial things, we all really would just love to have our lives back. Right? We've been jumping through hoops. We've been trying to follow protocols. We've been wrestling with these very difficult decisions, and we're tired. We're tired of it. We're tired of having to jump through all these hoops or, you know, worry about protecting other people's feelings. We're tired of having all of these extra rules and limitations. We just want life to go back to normal. But unfortunately, that's not likely to happen in the next several months, at least. There was a great article written a couple of months ago by a guy named Thomas Poyeo. I apologize to Thomas if I said that wrong. But this article is called The Hammer and the Dance, and it's been really helpful to me to give language to, you know, what we're experiencing. He said, initially, we understood that the virus was here in the United States, and we experienced the hammer. Everything is closed. Everything is shut down. We're trying to buy time and get the equipment and figure out what we're dealing with. And now we're into this longer, slower, harder process called the dance. We're trying to balance the need for a healthy economy and the need to protect people. We're trying to negotiate what it looks like to have church or go to school or reopen a business and do it as safely as possible. And we're really doing this dance where we have to keep an eye on infections, and we might be able to open some things and then have to, you know, have some restrictions again later in the fall. And we're just kind of working through this long, very difficult process. It's testing us. It's testing us in many ways, and it's especially testing our patience because, again, we just want to live our lives. We just want to have things go back to normal. And so many of us, I think, are really feeling that. We're feeling strain in our relationships, or we're just feeling more anxious or on edge in our own hearts. But we are struggling to stay patient and stay hopeful in the midst of a very long, drawn-out, difficult season. And so this is a great time for us to be thinking about how we can grow in the fruit of patience. And remember, as we go through this series, we're trying to think like gardeners. It's not that you and I can will ourselves to become more patient, or that we can find that within our own hearts, or just, you know, force ourselves to be more virtuous. Instead, we're trying to cultivate the soil of our own souls. We're asking, what are the conditions that we can put ourselves in that will help God grow this fruit within us? How can we encourage the Spirit's work and experience His grace so that this fruit is grown within us by God's power and through God's strength? And so, on that note, there are a few things that I think we can be focusing on as we seek to grow in the fruit of patience. First, one thing that I've observed in my own life is that when my overall health is in a good space, both physically and spiritually, I find it a lot easier to be patient in difficult circumstances. I like to use the image of a gas tank to think about what's going on in our lives. And many times, you and I are running at a quarter tank or less. You know, we're busy, we're stressed out, we are giving of ourselves in all these different ways, taking care of our parents or our kids, trying to be the best employee we can be. And what happens is that we just start to run low. We have given out a lot, and we don't have a lot of input coming in that's going to fill us back up. Many times we end up just crashing on the couch with Netflix or a bad movie because that's all we feel like we have the energy for, when in fact that doesn't really sustain us or refill us spiritually. And so one of the best things we can do to grow in patience is to kind of keep track of that gas gauge in our own hearts and ask where we're at, how full or empty we are, and what are the things we can do that are going to help refill the tank. Because patience is something that requires a lot of us. It is an intense effort to respond patiently when somebody is being aggressive or when your kids are bouncing off of the walls. It takes a lot out of you. And so in order to respond the way that Christ wants us to, we have to make sure that we have enough in the tank to be able to do that. And so for me, that has often looked like examining, you know, the patterns and habits that I'm doing throughout my life. What is my workload like? Am I working too many hours? Or am I in a good balance? Am I sleeping enough? Am I eating well, or am I kind of, you know, emotionally eating the whole bag of Doritos because that's what I think is going to make me feel better? Am I exercising? Am I connecting with God? Am I connecting with spiritual friends who can encourage me or pray for me? Am I doing things that are genuinely refilling? Or am I spending my downtime kind of mindlessly watching TV or shopping online or doing things that might seem relaxing but aren't actually moving the needle on my tank all that much? So maybe this week, one thing for you is to think about where you're at and what are some things that help fill your tank back up. Because the more you have to give, the more reserves and the more energy you're going to have in order to respond patiently to those challenging circumstances in your life. Second, I think patience is something that grows through practice. Maybe you've heard people make the joke that you should be careful about praying for patience because God is going to put you in a bunch of situations where you're tested and you are forced to practice patience because things are hard and they're out of your control. And so to mix metaphors for a second, the fruit of the Spirit are like muscles. They grow stronger the more that we use them and stretch them and test them. And again, as long as you're taking that time for recovery and refilling your tank, you're going to come back stronger and able to, you know, express more patience when things get tough. So one thing that I think is helpful is to kind of reframe some of our difficult circumstances, especially in this season. You might be frustrated about limitations with your job. You might be experiencing relational tension. It might be hard to have your kids home all the time, and now they don't even have the distraction of school. But if you can think about this season as an opportunity to grow in patience, if you can look at these as tests and challenges that are going to make you stronger, then this can be an opportunity for you to grow and end up becoming more and more into the person that Jesus wants you to be. So what does it look like for you to practice being patient? How can you reframe these challenges that you might be experiencing as opportunities to grow and to get better in this area? There are all kinds of ways that I think we can practice this. One thing that I've been recently convicted about in my own life is that I tend to be a pretty impatient driver. And so I've been trying to practice being more patient by driving slower, being more gracious when people don't use their signal or they're driving in the left lane even though they're going 69 miles an hour. These things that normally kind of really set me off or make me feel very, very impatient, I'm trying to see them as an opportunity. And I'm trying to practice being a more patient driver because, you know, my kids are getting older. They're picking up on dad's agitation, and I don't want them to feel uncomfortable or to develop some of the same bad habits that I have. So what is it for you? Where are you finding opportunities to practice being patient? Is there something about social distancing that normally is frustrating to you and you could see it as an opportunity to be patient? Is there a relationship or perhaps one of your kids where you need to grow in your capacity to be patient with them, and you can see these little battles as opportunities, as exercise that's going to make you stronger? Or maybe it's as simple as just leaving your phone in the car so that when you have a couple of minutes in line at the store or you've got some downtime while you're waiting for the dentist appointment, you don't automatically just try to distract yourself, but instead you get used to experiencing that discomfort. You learn how to patiently wait for things to develop, and you find that over time it gets easier to do that when you're not choosing it, but it's being simply thrust upon you. And so again, the more we practice being patient, the more natural it will become, and the easier it is for God's Spirit to lead us and empower us to respond patiently, especially in those most heated, most challenging moments. Now, lastly, I think one of the most important things we can do with any fruit of the Spirit is to simply ask. And you've heard me say this before, but if we want to grow in patience, we have to ask for it. We have to ask God to do this work in us. Because again, we're not going to be able to do it ourselves. We cannot will ourselves to the fruit of the Spirit. It's something we receive. It's something that we receive by making time and space for our relationship with God and asking Him to grow His Spirit within us. And so along those lines, I want to end our time today as we have these last couple of weeks. I want to offer a prayer and invite you to join me as we ask God to grow His patience in us. We remember that as God's people, we are holy and dearly loved, even though we don't deserve it. God has demonstrated tremendous patience with us. He has been long-suffering and merciful in our sin and all of our dysfunction. And so He knows what we're experiencing 10 times as much as we do. And He is there with His power and His wisdom to help us express the same patience towards other people. That just as He was patient with us in our sin, so now He can empower us to do the same for others. So wherever you're at today, as you're listening, I want to invite you to just take a moment and join me in prayer as we ask God to grow the spirit of patience within us. Father, we thank You once again that it is not up to us to be better people by our own strength. We cannot will ourselves to be more patient. And yet we trust that it is a fruit of Your Spirit, that one of the ways You desire to work in us is to help us respond more patiently and gracefully when situations arise that are challenging. And so God, we ask that You would meet us in our times of stress or conflict. We ask that You would speak into our hearts, that You would help us to slow down, to hold our tongues, to respond more patiently when people upset us or confuse us or push against what we want. God, we pray that You will fill our hearts and fill our tanks so that we have more to offer to others. We ask that You'll help us take a critical look about how we're spending our time and energy and make sure that we are giving You the time and energy that You deserve. We ask that You will show us how we can fill ourselves and be refreshed in order to love and serve others well. And we pray that You'll help us to see the different challenges in our lives as opportunities to grow in patience. Help us to love You and to serve You in all that we do. But ultimately, Lord, we recognize that we are dependent on Your grace. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our anger and impatience. And would You help us, Lord, to cultivate this spirit to grow more and more like Jesus in all of the interactions we have this week. We love You and we trust You. And it's in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Well, friends, that's it for this week. If you have any questions about anything that you've heard or you would like to talk or pray with someone, please don't be afraid to contact our office, or you can send me an email, pastoraj@southgranvillechurch.org. And if you like the podcast or if you've been watching any of our live streams, please continue to share that content on your Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media that you use. That really helps us spread the word about the church and, most importantly, spread the word about Jesus and the scriptures and get them into the hands of people who need them, people who need to hear this invitation to experience life lived to the fullest through a relationship with God. So thank you again for listening. I hope that you are well, and if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out. We'll see you next time.